Shupad, Prahung, Subravidakshari, Asadhara, Sadushi, Sriman, His Divine Grace, Lacey, Bhaktivedanta, Swamiraj, Srila Prabhupada, Kijai, Gaur Premanande, all glories to the Assembled Devotees, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Om Vishnu, Padaya, Krishna, Pristai, Buddha, Srimate, Bhaktivedanta, Swamita, Namane, Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Vijarane Nirvishesha Shunivadi Paskatya De Sadharane Om Agyana Timurandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam pandeham shigro shiyuta parakamalam shigrom vaishnavam cha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raganatam vitam tam sajivam sarvaitam sabadutam parijana saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakans Vitamscha Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prishubhana Sudha Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Thrubhyascha Kripa Sinubhye Vacha Patidanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Jaya Jaya, Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya, Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 13, Text Number 119. The Lord's Ecstatic Dancing at Rathyatra. I don't even, does anyone know how to pronounce these words here? Like, is that Donhe? Donhe? A Mata Gora Shaime Donhe Tela Teli Swarate Shamere Rake Gora Maha Bali E Mata Gora Shaime Donhe Tela Teli Swarate Shaime Re Rake Gora Mahabali E Mata Gora Shaime Donhe Tela Teli Swarate Shaime Re Rake Gora Mahabali E Mata Gora Shaime Donhe Tela Teli Karate Shaimere Rakhe Gora Mahabali. Sarate Shame Re Rake Gora Mahabali. Emata Gora Shame Donhe Tela Teli. Sarate Shame Re Rake Gora Mahabali. Emata. In this way. Gora Shame. Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't hey between both of them. Tela Teli. Competition of pushing forward. Swarate in his own car. Shaimere Lord Jagannath. Rake keeps. Gora, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahabali, greatly powerful. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Thus there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Please repeat. Thus there was sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his cart. Purport. In his Anubhashya, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes the ecstasy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows. After giving up the company of the gopis in Vrindavana, Sri Krishna, the son of Maharaj Nanda, engaged in his pastimes at Dwarka. When Krishna went to Kurukshetra with his brother and sister and others from Dwarka, he again met the inhabitants of Vrindavana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Bhava Dutis Suvalita. That is, Krishna himself assuming the part of Srimati Radharani in order to understand Krishna. Lord Jagannath Deva is Krishna, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Srimati Radharani. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is leading Lord Jagannath towards the Gundicha temple, corresponded to Srimati Radharani's leading Krishna toward Vrindavan. Sri Chaitra Jagannath Puri was taken as the kingdom of Dwaraka, the place where Krishna enjoys supreme opulence. But he was being led by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan, the simple village where all the inhabitants are filled with ecstatic love for Krishna. Sri Chaitra is a place of Aishwarya Leela, just as Vrindavan is a place of Madhurya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's following at the rear of the Rath indicated that Lord Jagannath Krishna was forgetting the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Although Krishna neglected the inhabitants of Vrindavan, he could not forget them. Thus, in his opulent Rath Yatra, he is returning to Vrindavan. In the role of Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is examining whether the Lord still remembered the inhabitants of Vrindavan. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell behind the Rath cart, Jagannath Dev, Krishna himself, understood the mind of Srimati Radharani. Therefore, Jagannath sometimes fell behind the dancing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to indicate to Srimati Radharani that he had not forgotten. Thus, Lord Jagannath would stop the forward march of the Rath and wait at a standstill. In this way, Lord Jagannath agreed that without the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, he could not feel satisfied. While Jagannath was thus waiting, Gaurasundara, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, immediately came forward to Krishna. At such times, Lord Jagannath would proceed ahead very slowly. These competitive exchanges were all part of the love affair between Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And that competition between Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy for Jagannath and Jagannath's ecstasy for Srimati Radharani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emerged successful. Emata gora shaime donhe tela teli swarate shaime re rake gora mahabali. Thus there was a sort of competition between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Jagannath in seeing who would lead. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so strong that he made Lord Jagannath wait in his car. Among Vishnu Vraya Krishna Pristai Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasatundeve Gauravani Bacharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatya Devasatarane. Srila Prabhupada has mentioned that the Bhagavad Gita is confidential knowledge. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna begins to explain that we're not this body. It may seem very elementary, but I remember for years Srila Prabhupada would talk about how we're not this body. In the beginning of the movement, when I first joined in 1968, we didn't use the telephone very much. Nor was there internet, nor was there... To write a letter was quite a big thing back then. Even Prabhupada, he was writing maybe 5 or 6 letters a day. And that was quite a lot. But whenever we called up to find out what Prabhupada was talking about, inevitably it was the same subject matter, that we're not the body. So this is called confidential knowledge. It is not, so it is easy to understand for most people that we're not the body. At least theoretically, it should be quite obvious to people that our bodies are changing. Although if you go on the street or you try to distribute books to people and tell them that, many people will argue with you that their bodies are not changing. They have exactly the same body they had that when it was in the womb. It just expanded, that's all. Now, if it makes sense to you, that's a problem. But it makes complete sense to people that their bodies have not changed at all. They have exactly the same body, always. And even when their body's dead, it's exactly the same body as when it was alive. And if you can get through that part of the philosophy and they agree that their body's changing, however reluctantly they agree, then if you mention that there's a person inside the body who's not changing, they're also quite bewildered by that philosophy. They say, no, I'm changing all the time. I'm a different person. I walked into the room, I was John. When I walked out, I was Peter. But for one who has some intelligence, they can understand that, yes, my body's changing, but I, the soul within the body, am always the same. That's called knowledge. And then confidential knowledge beyond that is to understand the super soul, that we're not the only persons in this universe, nor are we the only persons in this body. There's a person who's directing us, who's giving us intelligence. And he's giving us intelligence according to our desire. And our desire is conditioned by our past activities. According to our past activities, we've received this body, we've received this mind, our conception of life. And if we stick to our present conception of life, our present mental activities, then Krishna will give us the intelligence how to satisfy these past reactions that we've acquired. Or if we're fortunate enough to be in the association of devotees, hear higher philosophy, higher ways of doing things, a higher conception of life, a higher mental attitude, and we accept it, then Krishna will give us the intelligence how to serve that higher conception of life also. And the most confidential knowledge is that Krishna is God, that not only the super soul is in this world to fulfill our desires, but he's also the Supreme Lord, independent Supreme Lord, in the spiritual world with unlimited transcendental pastimes with his associates. So that should be enough for one lifetime, just that knowledge itself. For a few lifetimes, or many lifetimes. But then we come to Srimad Bhagavatam, which describes in detail how the different Mahajans, they're engaged in service to Krishna. That is not that there's one way of serving to Krishna, one way of serving Krishna, as sometimes they used to say, my way or the highway. But there are many ways of serving Krishna, and the Mahajans, they show us how under different circumstances we can be engaged in Krishna's service. Whether we're Prahlad Maharaj, being tortured by our father, or by our parents, or were Lord Shiva in Mount Kailash living underneath a tree, being the controller of the whole universe or many universes, how we can serve Krishna under all circumstances. So now here is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, the most confidential of all the books. Therefore, most confidential means most difficult to understand because it's the most simple. Our philosophy is meant to gradually make us simple because we've become so complicated by material consciousness that even simple things appear very complicated and complicated things appear to us to be quite simple. That is, we don't understand either the complicated things, they appear to be simple, or the simple things. But Chaitanya Charitamrita is the most sophisticated, the most sublime out of all the philosophies, because to understand it, we have to have assimilated and accepted and realized to some extent the other parts of our philosophy. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing at the Rath Yatra ceremony, the Rath Yatra festival. And he's completely in ecstasy, bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. He's not bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan for his own enjoyment, but on behalf of the residents of Vrindavan. So this attitude of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very difficult to understand, how anyone can be in so much ecstasy being a servant of the residents of Vrindavan. But that is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He doesn't think himself to be the controller of Vrindavan or the best devotee in Vrindavan. He feels himself to be the servant of the residents of Vrindavan. And Lord Krishna, he also feels himself to be the servant of Srimati Radharani because she feels herself to be his servant and the servant of all the other devotees. Therefore, As we see here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is completely under the control of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or Lord Jagannath is under the control of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because of his service attitude. Now the question is, where do we fit in? Generally we fit in participating in the Rath Yatra. So this seems quite simple. We build some carts, we put Lord Jagannath and Lord Baladev and Srimati Subhadra Devi on the carts, and we dance and chant, and it's quite simple. But to actually enter into the mood of the Rath Yatra festival is not so simple, because it is the most sublime feelings of separation of Lord Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srimati Radharani, from Vrindavan. Lord Jagannath himself is the personification of Lord Krishna feeling separation from Vrindavan. As you know, one day, Rohini Devi was narrating the pastimes of Krishna as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan to the other queens at Dwarka. Because Rohini Devi, being the mother of Balaram, one of the wives of Vasudev, was present in Vrindavan during Krishna's pastimes. When Kamsa was persecuting Vasudev and the other members of the Yadu dynasty, then Rohini Devi took shelter in Vrindavan, and there she gave birth to Baladev, and she participated with the other residents of Vrindavan in Krishna's pastimes. But later, when Krishna went to Dwarka, Rohini Devi also accompanied him to Dwarka, and there she also was participating in the Dwarka pastimes. She was able to tell the residents of Vrindavan, the queens of Dwarka, about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, the sweet pastimes of Madhurya Leela. And they were all listening, great ecstasy, they were all crying, and Subhadra was wondering, what's going on here? You know, what's the big commotion? But the door was locked. So she decided to hear what was going on, so she put her ear to the door to try to hear these pastimes. And as soon as she did that, she became so ecstatic hearing the pastimes that one of the transcendental ecstasies that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited at Jagannath Puri is that all the limbs from her body went into her body. And this is what she looks like now. We can see her on the altar there, or at least the picture of her. That was her ecstasy after hearing the pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan. And when Lord Baladev was walking by, he's wondering, what happened to my sister? She looks quite strange, unusual. He noticed her ear was to the door, so he put his ear to the door to listen, and he became so ecstatic listening to the pastimes of Krishna and Vrindavan that all the limbs of his body contracted into his body, and we see what he looks like now in that pastime. And then Lord Krishna was walking by. He saw his brother and sister in a very unusual ecstatic state. He also put his ear to the door, and he became so ecstatic that all the limbs of his body contracted into his body, and now we have Lord Jagannath. So Jagannath, Baladev, Srimati Subhadra Devi are the forms of the deities feeling great ecstatic pleasure and feeling separation from Krishna and Vrindavan and his pastimes by remembering them, or hearing about them, chanting about them, and remembering them. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the resident of Vrindavan, bringing Krishna very ecstatically back to Vrindavan, very joyfully. So that's where we fit in. We're supposed to be assisting the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by doing things like chanting along with him and by pulling the ropes of the cart, trying to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. That's the mood of the Rath Yatra ceremony. And we're supposed to be in that mood that we want to bring back Krishna to Vrindavan to please the residents of Vrindavan. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he didn't appear alone. When he came, he brought with him the residents of Vrindavan, the residents of all the different dhams. And principally, we follow the Panchatattva. So the Panchatattva is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his first expansion, Lord Nityananda. So Lord Nityananda is the principal assistant of Lord Chaitanya. He's Balaram himself, as Lord Balaram was assisting Krishna in his pastimes of Vrindavan. So Lord Nityananda assists Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his pastime of ecstasy or feeling separation from Krishna and Vrindavan. And what is Lord Nityananda's role? He's going door to door telling everyone, Bola Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Koro Krishna, Shika. That everyone should assist Lord Chaitanya, join in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes by hearing about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, and following Krishna's instructions. So it is not that we approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, although it is direct, because by the mercy of the Panchatattva, the six Goswamis, and the disciple succession of Acharyas, we're invited to participate in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. And even if we don't know about it, but by their mercy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so kind that by their mercy, that Leela is going directly to the people in general. They don't even know what's going on. But somehow or another, it's all been arranged by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, that people are directly participating, however subtly, however fully, in that pastime of bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. Although they may be completely unconscious of what's going on, they may even be unwilling to participate, but somehow or another, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, by Lord Nityananda's mercy, by the mercy of the disciple succession, people get a chance to participate. So this is called Raga Nuga Bhakti. That, in one sense, not that people are on the stage of Raga Nuga Bhakti just by participating, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced a method of Raga Nuga Bhakti, which is, that is not without any rules and regulations. Generally, Krishna is worshipped in the temple according to so many rules and regulations. And in order to worship Krishna, one has to very carefully follow those rules and regulations, or else it's aparad, and one's worship will be nullified. But in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, the rules and regulations are so minimized that even people unknowingly are participating and making spiritual advancement. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, even by touching a book. It is not how they touch the book. They don't even have to wash their hands before they touch the book. Who knows where the hand has been before they touch the book. But still, just by touching one of Prabhupada's books, one of these transcendental leelas, they make spiritual advancement. So that's certainly not according to the rules and regulations. So this is not that they themselves are at the platform of rag, but those who are introducing this Krishna consciousness movement on the behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the manifestation of ragatmika bhakti. By that potency, they're able to make spiritual advancement. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most magnanimous of all the avatars. And those who are participating somehow or another to get people to engage in these pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, whether it's by the Rath Yatra ceremony or by reading these transcendental books, so many different ways that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has introduced Krishna consciousness, this is not strictly according to the rules and regulations. This will bring one very rapidly to the platform of spontaneous love for Krishna. That somehow or another, it has been given to us the mission to help people become Krishna conscious, to hear about Krishna, chant about Krishna, serve Krishna somehow or another in this amazing manifestation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Krishna's mercy, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy movement. Therefore, Lord Nityananda went door to door, rolling on the ground, asking people to participate. He got personalities like Jagai and Madhai, somehow or another, to participate in the Sankirtan movement. And our disciple succession is even more merciful. They've given us the methodology of getting everyone to participate by introducing Rath Yatra around the world, for instance, where people can come take prasadam, see the Lord Jagannath. Just by seeing Krishna in this ecstasy of separation from Chaitanya, from Krishna and Vrindavan, from the residents of Vrindavan, they become liberated. Just by seeing Lord Jagannath, even they don't want to come to the temple, still he goes out to them. Even they don't want to chant Hare Krishna, they don't want to hear about Krishna, Krishna goes out to them with the whole mood of transcendental love. So those who are fortunate, those who are non-envious, they'll get the greatest benefit by the Rath Yatra ceremony. And those who are less fortunate, still they get benefit. Still they'll make spiritual advancement and they'll go back to the spiritual world eventually. Even they didn't want to. Even they were trying to avoid Krishna. Just like sometimes it is, people remark, somehow or another, these devotees, you people must be everywhere. I remember one time I was in Sweden, one devotee told me that he was distributing books in the North Pole, near the North Pole. And some people were doing some recreational activities up in the North Pole, taking pictures of polar bears or something. And the devotee was trying to distribute a book to them. And he said, he couldn't believe it, these people. He said, you people are everywhere. He said, even in the North Pole, I came here to get away from you people to take pictures of the polar bears, and here you're still trying to give me a book. Therefore, our mission is somehow or another to understand what Prabhupada is introducing to us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, the mercy of Lord Nityananda, who appeared as a Panchatattva. Advaita Acharya prayed for this merciful incarnation. He said that no other incarnation, Krishna in Vrindavan, Krishna as Ramachandra, no other incarnation could actually do anything in Kali Yuga. The only thing that's possible is the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to participate in them. That when we're trying to distribute books, when we're trying to distribute prasadam, when we're chanting the holy name, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Panchatattva, they're actually personally present. Along with the six Goswamis and our whole disciple succession, they're participating. That's called parampara. And that parampara is given to us by Srila Prabhupada. He actually understood the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of the Panchatattva, the mission of the six Goswamis and our disciple succession, and he's given us the process of actually fulfilling their desire. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire is not to sit in one place and simply hear about Krishna's pastimes, although certainly he did that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire was to have Lord Nityananda go out and the Panchatattva and the six Goswamis and his disciple succession go out so that everyone could go back to Vrindavan. The whole world could go back to Vrindavan, whether they wanted to or not. But his mood that brings everyone back to Vrindavan, it was that feeling of separation from Krishna in Vrindavan. That goal of our participation in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is just that. But by his representatives, by his expansions, by his desire, this Sankirtan movement is manifested, and Prabhupada expanded even more, somehow or another, to, in this age, even introducing Vanashram, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had no interest in. Of course, when he was present, Vanashram, to some extent, was already present. Therefore, people were not disconnected completely. But Prabhupada even wanted to introduce Vanashram so that somehow or another, people could be remain in the human form of life long enough so that they could somehow or another get the opportunity to participate in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by this movement, by this service we're doing, it is not ordinary service. Whether we're worshiping this, whatever we're doing on behalf of Prabhupada, who's actually understanding what Prabhupada wanted, because Prabhupada wanted exactly what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted, exactly what the six Goswamis wanted, exactly what our parampara wanted, somehow or another to engage people in the service of Lord Krishna through the parampara system, through the six Goswamis, through the Panchatattva, specifically Lord Nityananda, who tried to engage everyone in this chanting of Hare Krishna, this hearing about Krishna, Srimad Bhagavatam, and by doing so, eventually come to the platform of serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and therefore always feeling separation from Krishna and Vrindavan. So everything is there in all our activities. It is simply a question of our understanding them properly, what we're doing. This is the highest ecstasy, the highest activity, every single one of the activities that we're doing to serve this movement. And anything outside of this movement, any idea that this is external and that we have to sit and hear about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan, this will actually, to a large extent, cut us off from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and leave us somewhere in the material world, in material consciousness. Maybe someone may be able to come to a higher platform of spiritual consciousness that way. But for 99.999% of the population, including ourselves, it will be impossible to reach Krishna in this age without the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. According to Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, that unless we appreciate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, even if we understand Krishna, we'll still be considered a demon. And even if we understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission to some extent, but we don't worship Krishna in Vrindavan, we'll also be considered a demon. So I'm not saying who is a demon, or I'm just repeating. Of course, there are Vaishnavas. Those who are in the Vaishnava Sampradayas, they're certainly not demons. But if we actually want to get the full mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Krishna in Vrindavan, if we actually want to go back to the spiritual world, then we have to participate as Prabhupada showed us in the Sankirtan movement. Then automatically we'll feel the separation from Krishna and Vrindavan, and the pastimes of Krishna will be appearing within our hearts spontaneously. There's no need for any separate endeavor. It's not that we don't hear about Krishna's pastimes. These are also, this is the goal. This is also part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. But we don't hear about Krishna's pastimes outside of our disciple succession, outside of the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We don't jump to the esoteric pastimes. We hear the pastimes according to how our acharyas have told us. As the acharyas told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his spiritual master, that don't hear Vedanta Sutra, simply dance and chant in the Sankirtan movement. And that will bring you to the goal. That we don't do things outside of the instructions of our acharya. And Prabhupada specifically asks us to spread the Sankirtan movement as a representative of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, the acharyas such as Prabhupada should be understood as either the representative of Lord Nityananda or a confidential servant of Srimati Radharani. So as Lord Nityananda's direct representative, Srila Prabhupada has given us everything that we need to go back to the spiritual world and to dance and chant with Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes there, and to enter into our original relation with Krishna in the spiritual world, even this lifetime, through service to the Sankirtan movement. As Prabhupada once wrote to me, he said, the more you work seriously to help bring Lord Krishna's other children... Actually, I'll repeat the whole paragraph. Prabhupada wrote to me, he said that, this is in 1969. He said that, thank you very much for this contribution. There's no need for you, that. Please go out and distribute Bhagavad Gita. Preach the message of Bhagavad Gita to people in general in Buffalo. He said the boys and girls in your country are generally good souls. That's why they've taken birth in such a nice country. Now they simply have to make their life complete by engaging in this Krishna consciousness movement. Then in San Francisco this week, we had a Rath Yatra, and 10,000 boys and girls are dancing and chanting in full transcendental ecstasy. And I've heard that in New York, in just 2 weeks, I've distributed 3,000 Bhakti Godheads. And I heard in Buffalo, you're also distributing Bhakti Godhead very nicely. So please continue in this way, and your success in life is guaranteed. As Krishna sees that you're working seriously to help bring his other children back to the spiritual kingdom, then he'll bestow all his blessings upon you. That Krishna is never ungrateful for our efforts to serve him, rest assured. So if we really want to go back to the spiritual world, we really want to get the full mercy of Lord Krishna, we really want to participate in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, this has been shown to us by the example of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, personally in his life and in his books. We take this seriously, try to understand it, remain focused and fixed on his mission, then our life will become complete and our life will become successful. So, thank you. Any questions or comments? Yes. Why wouldn't they? Everyone should worship Lord Jagannath. But being the Ikshvaku dynasty, that's the dynasty I believe that Lord Ramachandra comes from. So Lord Ramachandra, he's the descended from the sun god, but he worships, I don't know exactly if there's some esoteric reason, but I'm sure Lord Jagannath is worshipped by so many of our disciple successions. Of course, he appears in different ways to different personalities. He was originally Nila Madhava, and he was being worshipped by the Shabaras. And there was a pass on how he was brought back to the Jagannath Puri temple by King Indradumya. But I don't know exactly. I don't know if he was part of the Ikshvaku dynasty or not. As a king. But someone else may know. I don't really know. Does anyone else know? I don't actually know whether. But somehow or another, he worshipped Nila Madhava. Later he worshipped. He installed him as Lord Jagannath. And he had Lord Jagannath made in that form. So whether he's worshipped because of that reason, the Ikshvaku dynasty. But Lord Jagannath is certainly worshipped by our line also. Yes?
You mentioned that everyone gets the benefit of seeing Lord Jagannath. Does that include like the Christian hecklers?
Yes, certainly. Not everyone gets an equal benefit. It may take a little while. But just like when there's a fire, everyone can feel the heat. Even if you wrap yourself up, still the fire is there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is feeling such great ecstasy, and the devotees who are participating feeling such great ecstasy, that even those, anyone, probably in the fish around there are getting some of the ecstasy, who are floating, who are swimming in the river nearby, in the ocean nearby. That's the potency. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so ecstatic that he was in Jayakanda Forest, even the tigers were dancing. But to speak of the Christian hecklers. So that's the potency. They're also a soul. And they're also going to feel the ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our job is simply to assist him the best we can. And then we'll get some of the ecstasy. But everyone in this Rath Yatra ceremony, just by participating, because the whole Panchatattva is coming there. the whole Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees, they're participating in all these ceremonies. We shouldn't think it's for us. No, it's all being arranged for their ecstasy. And thereby their kindness, they're coming and bringing Lord Jagannath back, and us with them also. Along with Lord Jagannath back to Vrindavan, the Panchatattva and the Six Goswami, they're bringing us back to the Vrindavan also, just by our willing to serve this mission. We'll all wind up together back in Vrindavan.
Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you very much. Grantara Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.